My name is Cameron Skillingstad.
And I'm Margaret Howard.
And today I'm going to be asking Margaret, my sorority house mom, some questions about her history with telephones. How old were you when you first came in contact with a phone?
Probably two. Okay.
What kind of phone was it?
It was a landline. A very old-fashioned landline where you had to pick it up and wait for the operator to say, number please. And then you gave the number and they connected it.
How often did you use the phone?
Not very often because, first of all, it was very expensive and I had no reason to use it. Mm-hmm. The only time I ever remember using it when I was a kid was there was a phone strike. Believe it or not, operators were on strike. And my dog was having puppies and was dangling a puppy. And we didn't know what to do. We were only 8 or 9 years old. And I got a hold of an emergency operator. She connected me to a veterinarian who told me what to do.
So after owning this phone, what were the next phones that you've owned throughout your life?
Landlines until this summer. Maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I got a temporary flip phone because I drive back east and I wanted it for on the road. And that's the only reason I had it, was for that. This summer, I had a fire in my house, which eliminated the electricity. And the only alternative I had was a cell phone. And so I finally got a cell phone.
What type of phone do you currently use?
Just a regular cell phone. And I only use it when I need to absolutely have to, like on the road somewhere, because I have the landline here if I need it. And I hate them. I hate telephones. I've hated telephones forever.
Why is that?
Because they intrude on your privacy. People have the ability to pick up their telephone and interrupt your life at any hour of the day or night they choose to. And it doesn't matter what you're doing and what you're not doing.
Being around a bunch of young girls all the time, do you think the younger generations use their phones too much?
I don't think you guys do. I think they're very useful for what you use them for. I worry sometimes watching you walk across campus, texting, that you're going to walk into something, you know. They show people on TV sitting down at a table on their phones instead of visiting. That doesn't happen with you girls. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk to each other. It's when you're out someplace else.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. And besides that, I think the big newness would be gone away pretty quick anyway. I think that's what's already happening to you.
Do you think people's dependence on phones have changed throughout time?
No. I think they're more usable now than they have been. But depending on them for an emergency has always been, and people still do. And making use of them for other reasons is fine. I personally like email. I can stay in touch with my family that way. But I do call them too on the phone when I'm in the mood to talk to them.
If you could own the phone you do now or the phone you had in the past, which one would you choose?
I really like the old-fashioned one. Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, used to be able to pick up the phone and listen to your neighbors talking to each other. Get all the gossip. You know, they were party lines back then. Six people in the neighborhood would all have the same line. And it would ring once for you, twice for them, three times for somebody else, you know. And so, if you were really curious, you'd pick up the phone and you could listen to neighbors talking. Get all the gossip.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me ask you questions about your telephone use.